Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're sharing with you on the subject of the purpose of the coming of Jesus Christ. We've already seen the fact that He has redeemed us. We are now a purchased possession. We belong unto Him. We have been forgiven of all our sins, washed away in the blood of Jesus. We now experience new birth. We are born from above. We receive the Spirit of Jesus Christ, and then we receive the Holy Spirit who comes to dwell on the inside of us. We've been brought out of darkness into the marvelous light. We now possess everlasting life as we walk in line with His Word. We've been brought into the new covenant relationship with Him, and now He takes His Word and He writes it in our heart and He writes it in our mind. We've been made kings and priests unto God. We're a holy nation as a holy priesthood and a royal priesthood. We're a spiritual house, lively stones in the house of God. Now, we have a spirit that's right with Him, and we walk in the ways of righteousness in order to be righteous before Him. We see His grace and His mercy and His peace is toward us now, and that we have been redeemed from fear. We don't have to have fear in our life any further. We also see the revelation of the Father, that now we can know the Father and develop a personal, intimate fellowship with Him, that now we are dead to sin and we can overcome all sin in our life. And as we come to true repentance, changing our mind and walking in the ways of the Word of God and get our mind renewed to the Word so we have the mind of Christ established in us, we will walk in victory. We also see that we come out of the ways of the world, separate ourselves from the things of this world, and then as we go forth, we can break all the inherited generational curses and be healed of all of the effects of what the enemy has done in our life. We've also seen the fact that we are blessed as we take hold of the promises of God and do what He's commanded us. And the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. And we become true disciples as we continue in the Word of God. As we're consistent hearers and doers of the Word, we enter into the victory. And we can always triumph in all things in Christ. We've also talked about the fact that we have authority over all the power of the enemy. We've been given the means to bind, to loose, to cast down, to cast out, to remove mountains, to remit the effects of sins, and to resist the enemy, and he will flee from us. Well, today we're going to continue on about the purpose of the coming of Jesus Christ and what He accomplishes in our life. We see in 2 Corinthians 5:7 that we walk by faith, not by sight. We know without faith it's impossible to please Him. So everything we do is going to be in faith. 1 John 5:4, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Everything you do is through your faith. We also engage in spiritual warfare against the enemies. We fight the good fight of faith. Remember, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against the spiritual wickedness in the high heavenly places. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 9:26, I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. No, we know what we're hitting. We are coming against the evil spirits. Remember 2 Corinthians 4:18, we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, and the things which are not seen are eternal. We're taking aim at the things of the Spirit. We also put on the whole armor of God. Ephesians 6:10 says we're to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. How? By putting on the whole armor of God, that spiritual armor, as we get the Word of God in us in every area of our life so that we can overcome the enemy. We also see that the Lord now comes to manifest Himself as the strength of our life. Psalms 28:7, the Lord's my strength and my shield. Psalms 46:1, the Lord is our refuge and our strength. Remember, He's a very present help in trouble. Psalms 27:1, the Lord's my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. We also see that He comes to prosper us in all that we do. Genesis 24:40, The Lord before whom I walk will send his angel with thee and prosper thy way. Then it goes on in 3 John verse 2, Beloved, I wish, which means to pray, above, which means concerning, I pray concerning all things, that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. God wants you to prosper in everything you do. Joshua 1:8 says, This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein. Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Another purpose of the coming of Jesus Christ is to bring us into fellowship with the Father and with himself. In 1 John 1:3, we've seen and heard and declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We now have fellowship with the Father and fellowship with Jesus. In fact, in John 15:14, he says, You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. As we walk in obedience to his commands, we will develop fellowship, a personal, intimate fellowship with the Father and with the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, he wants us to be holy before him. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23, The very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. You're to be sanctified and be holy, spirit, soul, and body. 1 Peter 1:15 says, As he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. The word conversation refers to overall behavior in life. So he wants you to be holy in all that you do. Verse 16 goes on and says, Because it's written, Be ye holy, for I am holy. That means you're going to have to deal with all sin, and you're also going to have to deal with all the works of the flesh and evil spirits in your life. 2 Corinthians 7:1 says, Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. You and I are to cleanse ourselves from the filthiness of the flesh. We're going to crucify the flesh. We're going to deny ourselves. We're not going to walk in the ways of the flesh any longer. We're going to walk in the Spirit. But we also need to cleanse ourselves from the filthiness of the Spirit. What's that? There's no filthiness in our spirit. What is this talking about? This is talking about the evil spirits. The filthiness of the Spirit are the evil spirits that are in us, which must be cast out. As you cleanse yourself from the filthiness of the flesh and the evil spirits by casting them out, you will perfect holiness in the fear of the Lord. The purpose of Jesus also is to bring us to the place of having knowledge, understanding, and wisdom as we walk with him. In Ephesians chapter 1, he prayed for the church at Ephesus that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what's the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what's the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. He talks about this knowledge and understanding and wisdom again in the prayer to the church at Colossae. In verse 9 he says, For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. So God wants us to get knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. It's spiritual knowledge, spiritual understanding, and spiritual wisdom. In fact, in Proverbs 24:3, it says, Through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding is it established, and by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. And then in verse 5 of Proverbs 24, it says, A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increaseth strength. We've got to get the Word of God in us, and the Word of God will produce spiritual knowledge, and as we act upon it, we will have spiritual understanding and wisdom imparted unto us. We see in 1 Corinthians 1:30, Of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. We've got to get the scriptures in us. You know, in 2 Timothy 3:16, he says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, so we can know his ways, so that we can be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. James 1:5 says, if you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But ye ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. As you get the knowledge of God and his spiritual understanding and wisdom, you're not going to be double-minded. You're going to be walking in the ways of the Word. You're going to be operating in faith, and you're going to be taking hold of the promises of God in your life. Another purpose of the coming of Jesus Christ is to bring the revelation of the love of God unto you. In John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He showed forth his love by giving forth his Son. Romans 5:8, God commanded his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. 1 John 3:16, hereby we perceive the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and sees his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. See, we've got to walk in the love of God, and that's because we're going to reach out to minister to others. 1 John 4:9 says, and this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Verse 10 goes on and says, herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. And then in 1 John 3:1, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. The purpose of Jesus is also that we might have the joy of the Lord. In Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord alway, and again I say rejoice. And in 1 Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice evermore. Remember Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is your strength. God wants you to have the fruit of joy in your life, and also have peace. In John 16:33, in me you might have peace. In John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You know, Isaiah 26:3 says, thou wilt keep men perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. You know, if we'll cast all of our cares upon him, be careful for nothing, but pray and to make our requests or our demands made known unto God, the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And what's this God of peace going to do? He's going to bruise and crush Satan under your feet shortly. God wants us to realize the purpose of Jesus Christ for our life, to bring us into all of these things in the Word of God. Be a consistent hearer and doer of the Word, and you're going to see God move mightily in your life. I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., Wednesday at 7. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.